Punters Club have gone that way. And joining us is Albert Torrey. Albert, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Congratulations on this news, which was only clinched this morning, was it?
The deal was done this morning, yes, Andrew. Keith Dryden's trained a couple of horses for me before. Red Heat and that, and I've been involved with a lot, and I love going over to Shell Harbour Tab. I've been doing it for a long time with Chris and all the punters over there. It's fantastic, but it's so exciting for us, all the boys over there and ladies.
So how many are in the Shell Harbour Tab Punters Club?
Andrew, about 40.
Yep.
So it's, they're all excited, and we'll be all going up and having plenty of drinks. And the horse has got really good form. And, yeah, no, it's very exciting. I've been involved in the racing game for a while, but been going to Shell Harbour TAB, which is just immaculate with Chris and Brooke. You know, it's just fantastic.
And how, I hope you don't mind, Albert, but how many sort of, did you have a large amount of tickets or did you just put a small group together?
No, it was a large amount of tickets, Andrew. I can't remember how many, but there was plenty.
Yeah. And did you realise on Tuesday straight away or not?
Well, I was coming back from Coombe and I got the phone call and they said, how exciting is it? And I said, I can't believe it because, as you know, there's hundreds of thousands of tickets.
Yeah.
And to have that chance, it's just wonderful.
It is, it is. Do all the 40 people know now?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shift workers and battlers and everybody else. It's just a wonderful thing. Raced a lot of horses. I'm one of the breeders of single gays, so it's a thrill to have all these other friends there that in the horse and have a chance in a real race, which is the Kosciuszko.
Well, I tell you something. We watched the trial at Canberra last Friday. Noble Boy was in it, which is in the Kosciuszko. But have you seen the trial of Handle the Truth?
I saw the trial of Handle the Truth, and that's the reason we went it. Plus, Keith Dryden's a great trainer, and he's trained horses for me before, and it hasn't had a lot of starts, can only improve. It's going to be a very hard race, but no, it's really exciting.
Well, it is. I can hear it in your voice, Albert.
Oh, no, if I was 70 couple of weeks ago, Andrew, I'm really excited. It's just a thrill to be involved with all our friends at Shell Harbour Tab, and that is just sensational.
Well, mate, thank you for sparing us a few minutes. Enjoy the ride. I'll talk to Keith over the next few days, but do you know his plan? Does he run before the Kosciuszko?
I think he said he's going to have one more start before the Kosciuszko and then straight to the Kosciuszko. And let's hope we have a good draw. But Keith knows he's one of the top trainers country New South Wales. He's a sensational guy and just the horse. Look, that, as you said, that barrier trial was unbelievable.
Yeah, geez, it looked good. And with that news this morning, the Tab have now got it $11, Handle the Truth. Victorum's the favourite at $4. Noble Boy at $4.60. Bobbing at $11 with no slot. Handle the Truth at $11 with no Tation, who may not go there. Star Boys at $11 this morning. The other slot horses, Don't Give a Damn's at $15. Sun Craze at $15. And Tarbet at $15. So eight have gone, and you're a group of 40 people that I reckon will be at Randwick on October 19.
Hey, Andrew, you put some money on it. I tell you what, if you're good, we'll get you in the syndicate next year.
Good on you, Albert. Well done
good
on the
you,
news.
Andrew.
Thanks, mate.
Got
a Albert Torrey, a part of the Shell Harbour Tab Punters Club. Well done. 40 people. The ATC will look after them. So too, Keith Dryden. It's a great story. So the two Canberra slots have gone of the 14. Handle the Truth for Keith. And a horse will be running for trainer Matt Dale. That horse to be determined a little while closer to the race. You can hear it in their voice. It's what it's all about. The Kosciuszko on October 19.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. Today marks 5 years since William Tyrrell disappeared on the New South Wales mid-north coast. The toddler, who was 3 years old at the time, vanished from his foster grandmother's home in Kendall in 2014. Despite one of the largest investigations in the state's history, he has never been found. An inquest will continue next year, trying to establish the circumstances surrounding his disappearance. Two teens have been charged for allegedly lighting a bushfire that forced thousands of Sunshine Coast residents to flee their homes to escape the inferno. The 14-year-old boy and 15-year-old girl have now been charged. And scientists have made a remarkable discovery on a distant planet that could potentially host life. Researchers in the UK have detected water vapour and favourable living temperatures on the superplanet. It measures twice the size of Earth and is around 110 light years away. In sport, Australian selectors have swung the axe for the final Ashes test at the Oval, with Travis Head dropped and Mitch Marsh recalled. Marsh has played 31 test matches, but only three in the past 18 months, but was given the nod for the final clash for his fitness and bowling. Meanwhile, Paddy Mills has continued his solid form, blazing Australia into their first Basketball World Cup semi-final. He again played the starring role with 24 points as the Boomers downed Czech Republic 82-70 in China this morning. While France have caused the biggest shock of the Basketball World Cup, beating the United States 89-79 to reach the semi-finals. And of course, England's captain Joe Root says England must build towards winning the Ashes in Australia in 2021 after failing to regain the urn this summer. This is Sky Sports Radio, your home to Sydney's Spring Carnival.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Entire cast returning to movie event not to be missed. Downton Abbey, the movie launches in cinemas today. Don't miss out. Book your tickets to see Downton Abbey, the movie in cinemas now. The M5, very heavy Belmore Road down towards the M5 East Tunnel. Southern Cross Drive inside the Eastern Distributor. We've got slow congested traffic. Drummoyne, a high volume of traffic. Victoria Road approaching Lyons Road. Try ignoring this. MY20 Hyundai Tucson now available for $28,990 drive away. For even more value you can't ignore, see your Hyundai dealer today. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio has Group 1 racing from Flemington covered this Saturday. The stars will step out in the Mackayvee Diva, plus plenty of talented three-year-olds clash in the Dane Hill Stakes. Form analyst Mark Hunter will have his Flemington fancies Saturday morning from 9 on Sky Sports Radio.
Ribchester, the European champion miler 2 years running. Four fabulous Group 1 wins, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time.
Ribchester and William Buick are the Queen Anne winners.
Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj. Record-breaking form at a mile and free of Danehill and Danzig blood. For more information, visit darley.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio supplies every day on the National Racing Service information required for a full wagering day. Leading the charge are the tab movers on each racing code.
Father Bob 11 to 650, but I think there's been a bigger go Father Bob right from the get-go. So we'll make it the mover. Father Bob, the money was right. Father Bob cruises down.
For the vital winning information, you can rely every day on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And today we're off to Hawkesbury, and just another reminder, starting on Tuesday, our new morning format here on Sky Sports Radio that will have both New South Wales. In the case that there's two New South Wales meetings, they'll be both heard between 10 and 10.30. And then our brand new whip around, 30-minute summary with all the form analysts, their best bets all around Australia on the main codes, the three racing codes, particularly here in New South Wales, that'll be heard between 11 and 11.30, starting on Tuesday. Very much modernising our service to what you want, as in we've all got a busy life, and probably we're asking a lot in this day for you to sit down for a couple of hours for previews. So we're shortening it right up to give you the immediate service, and that's what the whip around will be from Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Jeff Haynes is joining us at Hawkesbury. Morning to you, Jeff.
Morning, Andrew.
Hawkesbury, you're in the same boat, mate. You've had very little rain.
I think about 2 mil last month, maybe. I think about three Saturdays ago we had that rain. We had got caught on a wet track, but apart from that, terrible, mate.
So, yeah, understand. So have you done some watering?
Yeah, we've done a fair bit of watering. Even though the wind's been knocking us rotten here, we started watering a couple of days last week, and we're just watering the airport next door. So
yeah.
we put another couple of mil on last night just to freshen it up a bit, and we put 6 mil in on Sunday. So. We've come up with a good three, mate, but he's still a bit on the firm side. And typical for this time of the year, track looks terrible. There's brown spots and green and light green and dark green, but that's typical for Hawkesbury coming out of winter.
Yep, understand. And what about rail movement, Jeff?
Yeah, actually, we've gone out 5 metres, Andrew, from the 13 to the winning post, is as far as we go out. We, as I mentioned, we raced on that Saturday meeting 10 days ago. We were caught on a wet track, and we did cop a fair bit of damage, especially around the winning post. So we pushed the rail out. Unfortunately, it restricts our fields to 10, but it just gives that inside a bit of a chance to recover coming out of the winter, mate.
Understand. All right, Jeff, let's hope it all ends up okay. I think all of us know that there's been a shortage of rain, and we've just got to hope that these tracks can hold it together. Thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers, Andrew.
Jeff Haynes there at Hawkesbury. Gary Harley's on his way there for a Thursday at Hawkesbury. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Lovely day. It's currently 29 races. A big day here today. Mm. Plenty of horses and some nice ones at that.
Gary...
Yep.
No, sorry, Gary. I thought you'd finished. Sorry, mate. We had Jim Deedes on a little while ago from Armidale. You travel around in these drought-stricken areas. Have you ever seen the conditions that we've got at the moment?
Never in my lifetime. Even in our area of Lochinvar, which is only 45 minutes from the coast from Newcastle.
Yeah.
There is a bit of water because in dams now around our way because of that 10, 11 days ago when we had that 2 inches. But
yep,
before that, it was a disaster. Everything was dry as. I've got a quarter of an acre. You only can have a look at your backyard. But, mate, as you said, we travel right at the town with Gunnedah and sometimes, as far as Armidale and other business. Never, ever in my lifetime have I seen it like it is. And, Andrew, to have water restrictions about to start in Newcastle, I can't ever remember that happening.
No, I understand. It's so widespread. Anyway, let's help our listeners, mate. Into a 9-race card at 12.25, the maiden over the 1,300. The favourite is Roman Candle here for... Well, he enjoyed yesterday for sure. Adam Hieronymus, it's at 370. 2 Pacific Legend at 420, along with 9 Foxy Rocket. And number 10, Lady Tavista, is at $5. Gary?
I think Foxy Rocket could win here. It's run 2 starts back at Newcastle. That was a ripper behind a smart horse of the Snow Famous. Got me 2 lengths. And last start at Canterbury, I've had a couple of looks at this replay. It got back in a small field, 3 wide, no cover, and was back last. And it didn't have a lot of room in the straight and only really got clear very, very late. He got beat about 5 lengths, but Yayo-Dash won the race, and it won on Saturday at Randwick. Third at Gosford, 3 runs back. Bucko rides it at Hawkesbury today. I think it'll win the race. Number 5, Roman Candle, is from up our way, of course. In the Hunter, Paul Perry has got the horse. And its last run at Scone was very good behind Magdalene, August 27. Got beat 1.8. Missed the kick 2 or 3 lengths. Went through on the rail up to, a bit worse at midfield. No match for the winner, but it's still run a very good race. Hit the line good. To get beat, as I said, 1.8. Number 2, Pacific Legend, for the local trainer, Matthew Bella. It could go better than it did first up. And number 10, Lady Tavista, first starter for Brad Widup, who's trolled okay. 9, 5, 2, and 10.
9, 5, 2, 10 in the first. Race 2 over the 1,100. Hawks Racing have got a firming favourite here. Number 6, Dirty Work, gone into $1.80 right now. Number 6, Sagria. Number 9 is at 4.20. 8, History at 4.80. And Haunting Spirit, the next one, at $11.
I'm going for one here to beat the favourite. I'm going to throw it the stumps here with a horse called Sagria. The Stones have got it. Tommy Berry's riding from a good barrier. Now, after a good third at Kembla first up, it come to Newcastle, and it was off the map. 24th of August, Chad Lever rode it. Jumped out of the barrier, and I think Chad said all it wanted to do was buck jump, and it tailed off. Got beat a furlong. Never took any part, really, after being heavily backed into 250. So it at the trial, went to the trial, Canterbury the other day, won the trial by 7. Hit the ground running, Tommy rode it, and absolutely bolted it. Now, I know Dirty Work's placed in a group 2 or 3, but it did get beat 6 lengths in that race, and it got beat a long way in another good race. I think it was on the Kenzo. But obviously it goes well, as it wouldn't have been in those group or listed races. But I'm going to have a crack with this one, Tommy Berry, Sangria, or Sangria for for Snowden. Sturdy Work for second. Back in Sydney after running third in the Vein. But as I said, God beat about sixth. Number eight, History Stroll, nicely for James Cummings. Glenn Schofield, a ride, first starter. And number two, Haunting Spirit, its first start. Laurie Parker's got it. Run second at Wyong before it went for a spell. Was only beaten ahead that day. 9, 6, 8, 2.
9, 6, 8, and 2. Race 3, a maiden, again over the 1,100. I Resign, number 2 for Lee Curtis. $2.90 right now. 5, Cloud Factory at $3.90. 7, Duenna is at $4.24. Godolphin, it's just tightened up a little bit over the last hour. And 11, Lubuck, it's certainly tightened this morning. We've only had the scratching of the toppy. Lubuck, Gary, has gone 14, 11, 7, and now $7.50.
There, and that scratching was before the prices went up, you know, a day or two back.
Yeah.
Andrew, there's some very nice trialers here. On with the Godolphin horse, the one you said firmed up, Duenna. My sepoy, this filly, he won a trial at Randwick just recently. He got into the clear of the early straight after being fourth on the rail for Chase McDonald. She was very, very strong to the line. Abdullah rides today from a lovely barrier. And won a previous trial at Randwick too. So it's had two trials. Only had one run at Kemsdale back in May. Got beat about six. But both trials, since been back in work, have been very good. The eyesight went terrific in a trial. He whacked the blinkers on it in the trial, Lee Curtis. McDonald rode it, won me 7.5 lengths. It just took off in the trial and run him into the ground. Now he's riding Cloud Factory today for John O'Shea, who's got a hope, and Jay Ford goes on to I Sign. It'll be hard to beat on that trial. Cloud Factory's on the boo for O'Shea by Schnitzel, this one, and it run third in a Randwick trial to Peretti. Was up on the speed, hit the front inside the 100, and Nash rode it, never ever let it go, and a trial good at Randwick prior to that. Number 8 is my fourth pick, Madam Legend. Les Bridge, its style was okay. Very nice race, this. 7, 2, 5, and 8.
7, 2, 5, and 8. Good race, the third. Race 4, the On Track Engineering Class 2. Favourite is for David Pfeiffer and Glenn Boss. They'll combine on Saturday with I Am Excited there in Sydney. Broken Arrow's number 1 at 2.30. 2 Lord Zoolander at 4.60. 5 Appian Way just drifting out to 5.50. And a little bit of money for Viva Valentina, number 4, into $6.50.
I'm very keen on Broken Arrows. He runs second here. The other day we were here, he was nailed right on the line by defeat. Got me the nose. But my gee, do you think he didn't have a tough run? He was never, ever on the track. Midfield three wide with no cover. He couldn't get in from a very tricky barrier. Bossy rode him that day, but he was just trapped wide because he drew out the car park. He only just missed. The run was outstanding, I thought. He's own barrier 8 today. It's still a bit of a tricky barrier. But if he has any luck, I think he'll get the money. Number 5, Appian Way. The Snowden's produced it first up at Gosford recently, and it was pretty good. It had trial well before that, and it won that race, beat Sir Maloney about half a length after being on the pace. Number 4, Vivi or Vivi Valentina of Bjorn Baker. Very, very nice trial. That trial was at Canterbury. Run second of the West Australian mare, and Tyson Star that led, got beat half a length. It was a hot trial field, threatening run third in the trial. So I'm expecting it to run well here with Brandon Lorena to ride. And number 3, Sophie Ella. Been a bit disappointing in her career, I reckon. Bjorn Baker's got it too, but it has got a top 4 chance. 1, 5, 4, and 3.
1, 5, 4, and 3 from Gary Harley, race 4. Race 5 over the longer 1,800 metres. Godolphin have got the favourite here at this stage, to Zane, number 10, at $2.70. 7, Wild Sheila, not far behind at $3. 8, War Baron, just a little bit of money this morning, into $3.80 now, number 8. And then Zombie, number 3, at $6.50.
I'm with Wild Sheila. In fact, he owes me a bet. He's placed all 3 this time in, second at Scone to Manor, second at Hawkesbury to Royal Patriots, beaten three quarters, and then third at Newcastle the other day to a smart Japanese staying mare that's in here today. We'll talk about her later. Stellar Impact, Kay and Adrian have got her. Now, in that Newcastle race, she was wide no cover for the 1,200. And then she went forward outside the leader straightening. Aaron Bullock rode her. She tried her heart out. But she's got a tendency, Andrew. She's probably getting a little bit better to want to hang in. And today she's got barrier one. And I reckon that's a big advantage for her, you know, drawing against the rail. And Dulla rides her. I don't think the 1,800 will... 18 or 19, I don't think 18, that'll be any problem for her. Chris Lees has got her. She'll run well. The same was very, very unlucky behind, in that same race at Newcastle, behind Stellar Impact. Sat in a beautiful spot behind the leader, but she couldn't get out. And when she finally got out, she sprinted quickly. Admittedly, Stellar Impact had had a pretty tough run, the winner. But she sprinted quickly and failed by half a length to run the Japanese mare down. There's a toss of the coin between them, 7 and 10. I went 7 to beat 10. Number 8, Will Barron. Didn't do a lot last start, but can run a place over the longer trip. And number 3, Zombie for this note. 7, 10, 8, 3.
To race 6 on this 9 race card at Hawkesbury on a good 3. Again, a stayers race over the 2,100. Gay and Adrian have got 6 Stellar Impact. What have we got here with scratchings? We had 4 of them come out this morning. The market's impacted to now have it $1.90. And over the last hour, it's gone $2.25 to $1.90, number 6. 2 Polton Lassands at $4.60. 3 Hempstead at $8. And 7 Porky Pies, the next one, at $11.
She's my best bet of the day, the Japanese mare, Stellar Impact. What did she have over there? 6 runs without winning and came to Gay and Adrian. She was a massive tip at Newcastle that day, even back to myself. She was $2.30 into $1.80. James Innes rode her. He stirred her up at the start to go forward like they do with most of the stables team, and she led. And in the race, challenged in the straight, and I thought she was beaten. I think most people did. But by gee, she's got a big heart. And she fought on and fought on, and even though the same was a bit unlucky, she won the race. Now, James McDonald rides her today. She's out wide, but she'll go forward. She's drawn right out, but she'll go forward like she did at Newcastle. She'll be in the first couple. And the male is absolutely flying. So he's the best bet for me to beat number 2, Polton Lassands, going really good in the country for Alan Denham. There, Dick, I'm Greg Ryan at Hawkesbury. I can't remember the last time Greg was at Hawkesbury, but he's riding Polton Lassands. He's been riding it. It's won its last two at Tamworth and Scone. Looks like it'll run the 2,100. I got it in for second. 3 Hempstead. Barrier 1 will have a lovely run. Michaela Weir to claim 2. Going well for Gary Neal. And number 4, Mike King's Council. 6, 2, 3, and 4.
6, 2, 3, and 4 there. Very keen about Stellar Impact. Race 7, a Class 2 for the Freedmans. Number 1, Golden Hits, is the current $3 tab favourite. 5, Bullet Fly at $4.40. Number 6, Call Me Mo, next in the market at 5. And Layla De Vega, number 7, is at $5.50. Not a lot of movement in this market at this stage, Gary.
Very open race. I'm on the Newcastle horse here, Call Me Mo, for Paul Perry. It's going, it's absolutely flying. Greg Ryan's right hit. Last start at Newcastle, Great Danger. I think it was only just beaten in a race yesterday at Canterbury. Chris Lees has got it. It beat this horse a nose. This horse should have won. It was back near last, had to be dragged across hills at the 300 and really hit the line. Just wanted to lay in a bit in the straight. And got a bit of a bump at the 75. Got beat a nose. Prior to that, 2 very good wins at Musselbrook and Scone. Very, very strong finisher it is. It'll be hard to beat. Golden Hits. It likes to lead, or it did last start at Kembla when it was just beaten. The Freedman's horse, very honest. 3 placings in a row before that. At Wyong, Newcastle and Hawkesbury. Chris Williams to claim 2. it'll obviously be hard to run down. Bullet Fly's last run was Newcastle, was very, very solid second up. When it run third, hit the line, it'll be fitter. And number 7, Layla the Vega's got a chance for Brent Mavdala. 6, 1, 5, and 7.
Competitive race, that one, two. The second last, race 8. Maggie Miss number 2 is now $2.30. We had the scratchings of the 1 and the 3. It's now $2.30 fixed favourite. 7 Momentum at $3.80. 4 Renalot at $5.50. And then number 8, Kenai Sabaka is at $7.50.
I'm very keen on the former Kiwi Momentum here. Chris Lees has got it now. It's in 3 runs here. Second up, it won at Taree. And by gee, do you think it didn't hit the line? The Cymru of the turn, Sam Clint rode her there, O'Reilly there. And at Taree, she rocketed home to run over the top of them. And she went to Scone. Sam rode her again. And she started odds on there, $1.70, and she was outstanding in beating Palais de Louvre up there over the 1,300 in Emanuela. A subsequent winner the other day at Scone, ran third in the race. I think she's a very promising four-year-old mare, the Kiwi. She'll be very, very hard to beat here. Not the favourite off. Maggie Miss, well, that was our best bet here the other day, and it only just won. That might have been lucky. Moe's Crown run second. Moe's Crown did, it was her own fault. She got beat, but she did a few things wrong in the straight. Moe's Crown went to Wyong and won at the Cup Carnival. This horse beat her. This horse run second on the Kenzo back in October, a length and a quarter behind Unguarded. So, you know, Maggie Miss, she's got plenty of talent underneath her. Tim Clark not here today. Had a Hieronymus riding. He'll be able to run down, but I think Momentum might be able to do it. Number 8, Kai Sabaki. TJ Graham claiming 3. Won well the other day. And number 4, Renalot. 7-2-8-4.
And the last at 10 past 5 at Hawkesbury. Number 3, Sedgemoor for Godolphin is the $3.10 equal favourites. With Bjorn Baker's number 5, Bold and Wild, it's gone 3.30 to 3.10 this morning. So joint favourites, the 3 and the 5. 7, Pride of Darcy at 6. And number 6, Live the Moment at $6.50.
Andrew, I think this is a very, very promising horse, what I've seen, Bold and Wild. Owned by Singo and a couple of his mates, bred by him, by Redoute out of the Oaks winner, Once Were Wild. Now, I've only seen him, you know, in the flesh once, and that was at Wyong recently on the 2nd of August. And he demolished a field by nearly 7 lengths in a 1350 maiden. He was outstanding that day. Then, we're looking at about 6 weeks ago, so I don't know what's happened in the meantime, but he's trialled at Canterbury behind a Tyson Star. Then last in the trial, but got me 2.7 in that hot trial, which I spoke about earlier.
Mm.
Now, he was never off the bit, and the trial, he didn't have a flashing light on him, but he was never allowed to do a lot. If he brings that wire for me, I think he'll get the money. Number 3 for second, Dodge 4, getting ready to win a race. Number 7, third pick, Pride of Darcy, and number 6. Live the moment. 5, 3, 7, and 6. The best bet. It was 2.30 when I made it the best, but as you said, it's on now. Odds on now. The Japanese mare again.